Bill, you have Maurice Jones-Jones here. Do you have a company you're working with?
Well, he and Matt Gutierrez, who I coached in New England, you know, obviously their connection is they both played for De La Salle High School, that very famous high school football program in Northern California. Neither of those guys, they were on a, you know, team together there 3 or 4 years, didn't lose a high school game. So that's their connection. Then I coach Matt in New England, and so they're in here today. They're just going to show us a product that they have. They've teamed up with a technology firm out of San Francisco that's kind of putting this virtual reality, whatever you call it. I don't even know really what it is. We're going to check it out, but I'm not saying we're buying it. We're just checking it out. But it was good. It's good to see Matt, and it's good to see MJD.
Tom Savage now having a second year in an offense. How has that helped his growth, and what have you seen from him early on in camp?
He's definitely improved. He's made improvements from the end of the season to where he is now, and now he has to, you know, once we're done tomorrow, he's got to take the next month and continue to improve, study tape, study our offense, how it relates to some of the things he saw defensively, kind of watch the tape from mini camp, all of his snaps, see how he can get better, and so that when he comes back in training camp, he's even better than he is right now. And I think if he makes that steady, keeps making steady progress, you know, he's got a chance.
You have referees out here today. Is there anything specifically that you're working on with having them out here?
No, just nothing specific. I think anytime you have the officials out there, you know, there's an emphasis, obviously, on making sure that you're aligned properly, that you're staying on sides, that, you know, you understand, hey, look, we can't, you know, whether it's a legal contact or offensive pass interference, you know, in the secondary, things like that, because it's a passing camp. There's an emphasis on that. I think the players see the officials there, and they know they're there, and they're going to pay extra attention to making sure they follow the rules. So that's really what it's about, is just the emphasis on the rules. And I would have had them here yesterday too, but we moved practice up early, and we just had a hard time, you know, adjusting to them being able to get here.
Early on in practice, Savage threw two hitches with anticipation to Jace Davis. And then on the third time Kevin Johnson saw it, he jumped the route immediately. Is that route recognition and memory something that stood out to y'all during the draft process?
With Johnson?
Kevin Johnson, yes.
Kevin Johnson is a young player who's got a really bright future. He's learning the game, the pro game. He's got some really good guys to learn from, in his coaches, obviously John Butler, but also Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson. And so what Kevin does well is he's a smart guy. He's a hard worker. He's a very good transitional player. So he's able to at times see it, like you just said, and he's able to transition very well. He's got good quickness. So, obviously, we're in T-shirts and shorts. The key for Kevin, just like all the rookies, is how do they do when the full pads go on? You know, a lot of these guys that are veterans, we kind of know what we have with a lot of these guys. With the rookies, we don't really know what we have until we see what they do in full pads, and he would be one of those guys.
Quarterbacks last year, you were able to roll Fitzpatrick out a little, and then Keenum a little more as the season went on. But having Hoyer and being able to maybe roll him out.
Oh, roll him out. Yeah. I thought you meant like roll him out to the crowd. I was like, yeah, we rolled him out. No, I got you. You mean bootlegs and things like that. Yeah, roll him out.
Do you like that option?
You know, there's bootlegs, yep. There's sprint outs, yep. There's roll outs. They're all different in coach speak, so I'm just trying to decipher what you're talking about. No, I'm with you. I think that you know, Brian Hoyer did a lot of that in Cleveland, and he was very good at it. You know, he was very good at it against us last year. You know, he had that bootleg where he hit the receiver, I think, for a touchdown against us. So he's very good at that. I think Ryan Mallett is a good ball faker, and he's able to even though he may not be the most mobile guy, if he makes a good fake and he can draw the defense to the run, he can get out on the flank. It's definitely something that is part of our – it's always been part of our offense, and it's been pretty good the last couple of days.
In a passing camp where you don't have a true pass rush, how do you figure or look at kind of the clock in the quarterback's head of like at how fast the thing?
Great question. Now, the only thing I would disagree with you on is I'm standing right there about 5 feet from these guys, and there is a heck of a pass rush, especially when 99's in there. But, no, I think you're right. I think that what I try to do is understand the route that's being called, try to listen to the play that's called, try to understand what's going on defensively, and then gauge how the ball, how quickly the ball should come out based on how many guys are in protection, what the route is, what the defense is, whether they made us throw hot or maybe, you know, it was an eight-man protection where we had a little bit more time, whatever it may be. So, but we take a close look at that, and we call that, the phrase for that is a silent alarm. So the quarterback has to have what we call a silent alarm in his head where he knows, based on the play that's called, 1001, 1002, this ball's got to come out. Now, again, that alarm's a little quicker when you have some of those guys, you know, especially JJ on that side of the ball. You know, that ball's got to come out pretty quick. But I think our guys have done a pretty good job of that this spring.
Could you talk about Charles James, the corner, Linden Trail?
Yep. Charles James, what stands out to me about Charles James is that he's very competitive. He's a quick guy. He's come in here and learned our defense pretty well, having not been here the whole time. I mean, all the way back to the beginning of the last year when we got here. He's got good ball skills. He's a smart guy, and he's a very hard worker. He loves football. Got a lot of energy, great personality. So fun guy to coach. Linden Trail's come in here. You know, again, John, you know, it's kind of a different question because he's a rookie. But you can see the length. You know, he's got good height. He's got the ability to block passes. He's got the reach to potentially set the edge. But, again, the test for those guys, the rookies, at any position, but especially at linebacker, is what they do when the pads go on. You know, how are these guys going to play when they're in full pads in training camp? That'll be the true test for those guys. Lonnie has made improvements. You know, I think that Lonnie missed all of last year with his injury. And so this is essentially similar to a rookie year for him. And I think that he's much more in tune to what we're doing. He's an excellent athlete. He's got good size, good speed. He's a good kid, works hard. And I think that, you know, he's really playing – essentially for the first time because he got hurt so early for us. So this is kind of a rookie year for him, and I think he's made progress this spring.
Bill, go ahead, Bill.
What receivers have stepped up and impressed you?
Well, I would start with the veteran that we brought in, Nate Washington. You know, I think he's had a good spring. He's a guy that's come in here and learned our offense. It's not an easy offense to learn, but he's obviously studied it, gone out there and made a connection with both quarterbacks, and he works extremely hard. A good guy to have on the team. You know, he has a lot of experience. I think after that, John, I would be hard pressed to mention a name. You know, but just because I think it's very competitive. I think they've all worked extremely hard. I think that is, along with a lot of positions, that's a very competitive position on our team. You know, we've got guys that are working really hard and trying to learn the offense, trying to stay one step ahead of what we're installing and things like that, so it's very competitive.
You mentioned Nate Washington. Was he excused today, or did he have
some? He's sick.
He's sick.
Yeah, he'll be all right, but he's under the weather, so he'll be back tomorrow, I would assume.
Bill,
you guys don't miss a trick. How do you guys do that? You count one, two, like, and then when you say 89, you know there's one guy missing. Is that?
Give us the depth chart. We circled the numbers.
Oh, okay. Who gives you that? Cooper?
No,
oh, okay.
Just trying to be a good team.
You're waiting to talk to him. So you got how many more questions you got for me?
I got one more. Fedor was made a great catch today in the corner.
He did?
Yeah.
Was he in bounds?
Yes.
No.
But he
no.
The ball.
So it doesn't count. It's like a long foul ball.
Have you seen that from
Fedorowicz is a very improved player.
To make you think he can do it regular season?
I do. I think that he's really worked hard on the things that we've asked him to work on. I think that that position is very improved with the knowledge of our system. Ryan Griffin, Garrett Graham, C.J. Fedorowicz, those guys have come in here and had good springs. They really have a good knowledge of what we're doing. And these quarterbacks seem to like to throw to tight ends, you know. So I think it's been a productive spring for the tight end position.
Jace Davis looked like he got a lot of attention today and made some good catches out there. What have you seen from him? And I guess he's in a similar situation with Charles James, where he wasn't with you all of last
right.
offseason. But
very competitive guy, works very hard, come in here and studied the offense. It's not an easy offense to learn at that position. I think he's done a good job of that. He's at a very competitive position, and he's competing his butt off every day, and that's that's really what we're trying to do with our roster, is make it as competitive as possible on every single day. Jalen Strong, the rookie receiver. Yeah, he's fine. He'll be fine.